Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Eric Recker, who spoke at the Indianola Chamber of Commerce annual dinner and awards ceremony last week. Speaker tonight at the Indianola Chamber of Commerce dinner. First of all, what goes into planning a speech like this? Does it change for your audience, or is it something you kind of give that lessons to everyone that you do for your speaking opportunities?
Yeah, so Amanda and I had a number of conversations about what the audience was, she was hoping to accomplish with the audience. So it's kind of a write and then rewrite again and try to dial it in for this audience. It's a similar talk that I've given before, but I tweaked it for this audience and the time is now message.
Well, talk about win the now. What does that mean for those who either A, got a chance to hear it and wanted you to elaborate, or just for those who missed it, what does win the now mean?
Yeah, so win the now is the mindset of presence. So I find that in this life, oftentimes we're stuck in the past or we're worried about the future, and that robs us of what's right in front of us, the now. And that's the most important thing. It's also the thing that's guaranteed, what's right in front of us, like me talking to you right now, or being here at this event, or being around a dinner table, or being watching a movie with family. The temptation is to be distracted, to pick up our phones and to zone off in another area, or be in a different place with our mind and with our body. Win the now says where we're at right now is the most important place to be, mind and body.
Talk about your discussions with Amanda, because again, they're a big thing of win the now, the sky is the limit here in Indianola, and she really wanted to capture the momentum that a lot of people here in town think that we're in. Talk about those discussions and kind of relating the talk to that.
Yeah, it's really neat. It feels like our messages were made to go together. Indianola really seems like it's on the cusp of something amazing. And it is something that could be put on the back burner for several years and a window could be missed. This feels like the right window. So the goal was to get everybody to get on board with being the time is now and also winning the now so that we can work those two concepts together and grow something great.
Well, you talked in your speech here tonight about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro as someone who's always wanted to climb. What advice would you give me? I know that's kind of off the topic, but I just wanted to get that one in there.
Yeah. So Mount Kilimanjaro seems like this really daunting thing, but it's actually very doable. Like I said, there are 30,000 people who climb it each year, and the biggest thing is really the travel getting there and back and all the gear. So I encourage people, if they are considering climbing a big mountain like that, go to Colorado first and start with a 14,000-foot peak. There's almost 100 of those in the state of Colorado. Try that out, see what you think. And after that, you can go on to the bigger mountains.
What motivated you to want to become a motivational speaker or speak at events like this? Talk about your journey into that and kind of putting yourself in that position.
Yeah. So a lot of it happened around the time of COVID when I had to close my dental office for 8 weeks. And I just felt like God had a bigger purpose for me than just doing dentistry for the rest of my life. I still love dentistry. I intend to do it for a long time, but I felt like he gave me a message that he wanted me to share with the world. And so I'm starting local, doing some speeches like this, doing some stuff on social media, and just seeing where it goes from there.
Any other advice you would pass along to anyone of our listeners right now, again, about win the now or anything else you'd want to pass along?
It's easy to live our lives distracted. It's easy to be on our phones constantly. It's easy to be absent from the moment that you're in. But the moment that you're in is the most important thing. And if we pay attention to that and focus on that, great things can happen.
Thanks to Eric Recker for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.